This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with board-certified surgeons Dr. Mary Gingras and Dr. Melinda Hawes from the Plastic Surgery Center of Nashville, who are here to talk to us about mommy makeovers. Ladies, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And it's good to have you both as well. So first of all, Dr. Gingras, what is a mommy makeover and why is it done?
Well, a mommy makeover can be any number of procedures, any combination of procedures that has to do with helping a mommy get her figure back after childbearing. So there, as we all know, there are a lot of weight changes that happen during pregnancy. Certainly the tummy takes a hit. The breasts often go through significant changes, and even the vaginal area, can be changed, how it looks and how we feel about ourselves. So all those things can be addressed with a mommy makeover.
Dr. Hawes, what are the different procedures involved in a mommy makeover?
Well, as Dr. Gingras mentioned, there's different areas of the body you can focus on. If you're looking at the breasts, many women lose volume in their breasts. Their breasts become smaller, sometimes saggier after pregnancy, in which case you may want to do a breast augmentation or a breast lift or both. If you're looking at the tummy, oftentimes the skin is stretched or the muscles are separated, and you may want to do a tummy tuck. Some women just have different fat distribution after pregnancy and may need liposuction. Also, sometimes the labia, the inner lips around the vagina, get stretched with pregnancy. Some women feel uncomfortable with that and want to have those trimmed back up to the place they were before. So it's any of those procedures could be involved in the mommy makeover, any combination of those procedures, one or all.
And Dr. Gingras, what would you say makes a good candidate for a mommy makeover?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I think number one, you generally would be a mommy, and that would be why you have these issues. So it's just a term that we use to kind of talk about, getting our bodies back after childbearing. And having been through childbearing myself, I've had two children. I think both of us, Dr. Hawes as well, has had a baby, and I think we both know really what kind of changes happen. So, I mean, I think some of the things that make a woman a good candidate or a better candidate than others would be being done with having kids. It's not an absolute necessity, and we all know that, accidents or surprises happen, having had one at 43 myself. So it's generally best to be done with your childbearing. It's best to be at kind of a stable weight. And then I think it's anyone who really wants to try to change their appearance after the trials and tribulations of childbearing.
Today we are with board-certified surgeons Dr. Mary Gingras and Dr. Melinda Hawes from the Plastic Surgery Center of Nashville, Tennessee, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Hawes, can one consider the mommy makeover procedure if they plan to have more children?
Certainly they can, but you may not want to consider all of it. So say you're sure you're going to have another child, but you're going to wait 3 or 4 years. Well, you may want to go ahead and get breast implants if your breasts are deflated, but you might want to have a second thought about whether or not you go ahead and do the tummy tuck. Since you know the breasts have deflated from pregnancy and childbearing, you know after the next child you are going to still want to be bigger. You may need a lift after the next child. It may need to be redone, whereas a tummy tuck, everything you change is probably going to get stretched back out again. So while it's not a contraindication, we like to educate people on what things will need to be refixed and what things won't. Certainly if you plan on being pregnant in the next year, I tell people to wait. Even with the breast augmentation, your breasts change so much with pregnancy. If you're going to get pregnant the next year, I would advise waiting.
Good information there. And lastly, what is the recovery time like for this procedure?
Well, the recovery time really depends on what procedures you decide to have as part of your mommy makeover. As Dr. Hawes pointed out, a mommy makeover really can be any one or all of these procedures. You know, I would say the, quote, blue plate special for a mommy makeover would be either a breast augmentation or lift with the tummy tuck, maybe plus or minus a little bit of liposuction. And I would say the downtime for the tummy tuck is definitely significantly different than the downtime for a breast augmentation or a breast lift. But if you were sort of an average, healthy, you know, maybe middle-aged female, that, you know, most women would take about 2 weeks, sort of, quote, off. By definition, all these women have children to take care of. So you have to kind of take everyone's situation in and of itself individually and kind of help them through what the downtime is going to be. But generally speaking, the tummy tuck is the rate limiting step, and most people would take about 2 weeks off a desk job. All of us know that taking care of kids is often harder than going to a desk job. So
we often tell people that the restrictions are the same. You know, we don't want you doing any heavy lifting, no push and pulling, whether it's just a tummy tuck or just a breast aug or both. But the tummy tuck, you'll feel pretty normal in a couple of days, or the tummy tuck, you'll feel pretty normal a couple of weeks, whereas the breast aug, a couple of days, and you'll feel pretty normal. But as she said, the tummy tuck is definitely the rate limiting step.
Well, it certainly has been good to have you both on the show, and especially on this topic. From your expertise and point of view, tell us where our listeners can get more information about the Plastic Surgery Center of Nashville and how they can be in contact with you as well.
Well, we would love to have you visit our website, and the web address for that is www.nashvillesurgery.com. You can also call us, and we have any number of very educated women here to answer your questions. Our phone number is 615-467-6777, and we would sure love to hear from you. We also take, you know, some inquiries over over the internet by email, and sometimes can even give minor opinions, but we would sure love to answer any questions.
We pride ourselves on our website being a great source of educational information for anyone considering these procedures. So please give it a look. Again, www.nashvillesurgery.com.
Well, ladies, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us. Great information, and thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Enjoyed being here.
Likewise, we've been speaking with board-certified surgeons Dr. Mary Gengrass and Dr. Melinda Hawes from the Plastic Surgery Center of Nashville. And once again, the website of reference and for contact, it's nashvillesurgery.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.